With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump plans to award a slain broadcaster with the nation's highest civilian honor. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, some political leaders are canceling public appearances after Charlie Kirk's killing. Others relying on a large police presence to keep them safe. Still others insist the assassination that shook the nation last week will not have any impact on their particular plans. Elected officials at every level and in both parties are grappling with some very tough choices as they move deeper into the election season. A judge has released a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Bolton was national security advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with a crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second term. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal Aviation Administration seeking $3.1 million in fines from Boeing over safety violations, including an incident last year when that Alaska Airlines jetliner lost a door plug panel mid-flight. This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to Washington.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the nation. One of them is called Locks and Loaded. It opened first in Chicago, now has 15 all across the United States. Jews have been among the groups least likely to own guns in the past, but now that is changing. This is SRN News. Well, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh speaking out on the genius of the American system of government. Here's correspondent John Scott.
Kavanaugh says the framers of the Constitution were set on avoiding the concentration of power. Kavanaugh spoke Thursday at an event honoring Kenneth Starr, the former dean of Pepperdine University, and the independent counsel who prosecuted former President Clinton. Kavanaugh said, "No one person or group of people should have too much power in our system." John Scott reporting.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul worried the Russia's escalation in Eastern Europe could lead to World War III. The longtime lawmaker making his statement Sunday when he also announced he would retire from Congress next year. McCaul, one of the party's strongest voices when it comes to foreign affairs. More details at srnnews.com.